Come out of the world, oh my people. Seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. I pray you're all doing well out there, and Yahweh be with you all. I wanted to just say hello to everybody, and I wanted to make a video about an observance that I'm seeing that is needs to be spoken about. And I made some videos, a lot of videos about modesty, and one of my latest videos I did with my wife about modesty, self-control, and spiritual warfare. And this video and many of my other videos, I would talk about the connection between spiritual warfare and immodesty. And I often talk about relationships and the way things come to an end because of immodesty. And I believe it is spiritual warfare, where the society we live in today is following more the enemy ways than follow biblical principles. And any form of immodesty, whether it's clothing or any other type of immodesty, because immodesty starts with the heart. It's not an outer appearance. We can't even blame society's unteaching on this. It is and does come from the enemy. And it leads people away from Yahweh. And praise Yahweh for people that are getting convicted about this topic and coming more to see the truth about this. But in many of my videos, I talk about the outer appearance of modesty. And I say again, modesty is an issue of the heart, not just of the way we dress. But when we look at the outer appearance of modesty and the consequences that come from it, it can be everything from self-indulgence in porn, or it could be all the way to adultery. And all of these consequences are not of Yahweh. And maybe this can speak to the men out there that are self-indulging themselves in pornography, this message. But I don't consider pornography or addiction to pornography just a man going to hide in his basement and looking at a naked woman in a magazine. And I don't consider those women in the magazine as the only forms of pornography. I would say pornography is anytime the appearance of the body parts is used in an unholy manner or an unholy way. It's pornography on both sides, the women dressing or not dressing a certain way, and also how the men think about that, a woman who's not dressed modestly. So it's not a modest thing, and it's not of Yahweh on any hand, but I have said, and I stand by what I say, that if women were to dress modestly, a lot of this wouldn't be an issue. And a lot of people said, well, men have to stand up, and men can't, men's sin can't be, or a way a woman dresses cannot be the excuse for a man to sin. You know, men have to take control and look away or not focus on that. And yes, it's a responsibility of both the man and the woman. Absolutely. And in this video, I want to talk about this to men specifically, because men, we have to understand, when Eve was seduced by the enemy, Satan, in the garden, she was supposed to be innocent. She was a female part of Adam, and she was supposed to be innocent. Adam was supposed to be innocent, and they were to have knowledge of who Yahweh is, but not the knowledge of Yahweh, and not know everything. But their eyes were opened when they ate from the so-called tree of knowledge. You know, when it says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, it doesn't mean that Adam and Eve were destroyed because they lacked knowledge. No, what the scripture really means in Hosea is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge about me, meaning Yahweh. That's what it says in the Hebrew. It's not lack of knowledge. It's lack of knowledge about him that we get into the problem. And many people have knowledge today. They just have the wrong knowledge. They have worldly knowledge, and they think they know everything and think they can do everything, but that's not the case. Well, I grew up in a normal society, and today, and normal is not good, it's not holy, it's not modest. And I've become accustomed to the way the world lives and the way the world works. And there's, I talk about a lot of relationships, and there are a lot of broken relationships, even within the church. There's a lot of pornography in the church today, and there's a big issue with this. I often compare it to other belief systems. Some people want to use the word religions or other cultures around the world. And there are some cultures around the world that do not have the same issues that this country has. And regardless of what anyone says, at least for the last 50 to 100 years, this world has been brought up in a certain way, and to live a certain way, and or this culture that we live in here in the United States is brought up a certain way. But if you go to cultures around the world, it's different. So, for example, if you go to certain parts of Africa, you know, homosexuality is not accepted. It's considered evil and wicked, and you can get thrown in jail for that. Now, a lot of people in our culture would say, oh, that's, you know, that's wrong and that's not right. That's their culture. That's the way they brought up. And most people in that culture support that. So who are we to look at another culture and say, you know, they're wrong for their cultural ways, right? So then you look at other parts. When you look at the idea of modesty, there are some cultures around the world, specifically in the Middle East, where modesty is considered wicked and evil. And, you know, so just because there's no such thing really as modesty standards anymore in our country or in our culture, who are we to say, well, their culture is extreme or wrong? That's their culture. That's what they believe. So then we could reverse that around and say, well, who are they to say to us that our culture is wrong, believing in homosexuality and immodesty as an okay thing or as a good thing or a permissible thing? Well, let's take away culture's opinions about all of this and look at what the Word says. Look at what the Word calls good. And look at how the Word talks about one day good will be called evil and evil will be called good. The Scriptures are very clear on topics of homosexuality and modesty and other things. The Scriptures are very clear. And I desire to be in a culture or become part of a culture that's following the Scriptures in most areas of life, if not all. Not to get as far away from those, but as close to those. So when we look at these cultures around the world, one of the least places that's following scriptural principles is right here in the United States. Now, somebody might say, well, why don't you leave the United States? Well, to be honest, if things were the right way and I was able to, I would, you know, and it would be my desire one day to move to a place where the culture supported biblical principles. Thankfully, there are some still places in the United States, maybe some neighborhoods you can go in, and they're not as culturally destructive as other neighborhoods when it comes to biblical principles. So at least while I'm here, I'd like to seek to find those neighborhoods and so on. But we can create that own neighborhood in our own environment, in our own community. So forget about neighborhoods, but even in own communities, there are different communities that are more culturally in line with biblical principles than others. So we need to do the best we can do. But the result of modesty, though, as we were getting back, we see what Adam and Eve learned how to seduce because she was seduced. Eve learned how to become seductive because she was seduced. And when we think about this and think about this topic and think about relationships in general, I can only share my own personal story and my own personal experience with relationships in life. I, being brought up in this culture, in this society, not understanding about these different principles, about biblical principles, but just looking at the culture and the way it goes. So the culture or the way of the Scriptures is a hierarchy. Okay, but the culture around where I live, there's no such thing as a hierarchy. That's almost a bad word. It's become a curse word to say that somebody is over another person or higher than another person. The fact is, people still go to work every day, and they're supposed to be in a culture and a hierarchy with a boss and an employee. And from a family standpoint, you have a husband and a spouse, you have parents and children. There's a hierarchy. That's the way it works in Scriptures. And it was set up in a certain way. And in no way does this diminish children or diminish women or diminish employees over the CEOs of the companies. In no way, as a matter of fact, I would submit to you that in scriptural times of the hierarchy and slaves and women and children, the biblical principles, if you understand the Bible, protected them more than than they are protected now in this crazy world we live in. If you really truly read scripture, you'll understand even though there was a hierarchy that was followed, there was protection for women, children, and slaves. But today, just about anything goes that's against scripture, and it's not a good thing. So here's my problem today, and this message is mostly to men. Because what I see now is men in the biblical community, or let's say Christians, we're supposed to lead and be leaders and to be representatives of Yahweh and to act like Yeshua. And they're not doing this. It hurts me and breaks me and saddens me when I see men, even strong men, just completely fall apart in the presence of an immodestly dressed woman. And I see this more and more as I learn about relationships and the seductiveness of women to deceive men in this area to make life-transforming decisions. And the men today are so weak, and it's so weak in this area. And I do not believe it's just like, well, that woman's beautiful and a man is just has no control. I believe as a man is just weak, where he'd be willing to give up every important thing of life just because of the way something or someone looks. And it's a sad thing to see. And I see this example all over the time. A man will give up his family. A man will give up his job. A man will give up pretty much his soul for an immodestly dressed woman. And it's so far away from the example that's set in scripture. And there were even people in scripture that did this, so-called men of Yahweh. We look at King David. But at least King David, even though he was seduced by a woman's beauty and he committed a tragic adultery with that, at least he knew who he was, he knew his order, and he knew what he had, what he was willing to lose. And I see men today that are so weak that they will lose just about everything and put everything on the line for just the way a woman looks, a woman that the man doesn't even know. And I'm not only talking about, you know, just an addiction to pornography with situations where a man doesn't understand what he's getting himself into and the craziness of that is. But I'm talking about men that are just being hit around like a tennis ball all over the place because they're so weak and women are just having their way with men, and that is not the scriptural way. And this could be on every level. This could be on the innocent woman just flirting with a man to all the way to the seductive woman that's trying to commit, get the man to commit adultery. Men are allowing this to happen, and it's disgusting to see. And this is happening right now. I see men that contact me, and they'll tell me they found a woman to marry, and it's absolutely the biggest red flag you can see. And as some of the videos I watch, they say, there's more red flags in this woman than there is in a communist, parade or something. It's absolutely like every sign of no, get away from that woman. Absolutely not. And the man will say, but do you see how she looks? Men, wake up. Wake up. The way a woman looks, You know, the scriptures talk about a woman's heart and how to show her true beauty, and the inner character of a woman will make her beautiful. And most men do not even know the women they're marrying. They don't even care to think about the women they're dating. All they're caring about is how the woman looks. That's the first and most important thing to them. And it's absolutely just such a sad thing to see this. And you know, it's so I've seen such immodest women and so-called biblical men. If an immodest person just shows up and what the men do and how the men are acting and how the men are just, they become stupid, but they allow that to happen because of their lack of not just self-control, but they don't think about just but Yahweh. They take their mind and their focus off Yahweh, and it's a wicked thing. And the enemy's just there laughing away at this. And you know, men need to be wise about this. And I have to say this, that I was just as dumbfounded and as stupid as many of these men that I see today. And yes, I am calling these men stupid, and I was just as stupid. It wasn't until, you know, and I was married, and I was happily in not looking at other women. I didn't care about other women and the way they looked or whatever. I never, ever desired another woman in my marriage to somebody who wasn't following biblical principles. I was doing my best to just stay focused on Yah, and in this area, I was doing fine. But I still didn't understand. I still didn't get it. I still didn't get it. And then when I got out of my marriage, I made the same mistake that many men make. They just, their idea of finding a mate, they put looks as the number one thing, as the number one goal. They could care less about the woman. They didn't even know the woman. They care how the woman looked. And you know, I realized this, that this is not good. This is not a good thing, and this doesn't lead to good things. And this is why so many men are so unhappy today. And yes, women are deceptive. You know, the women, any woman that'll make herself look all beautiful and put on face paint and everything else to make herself look a certain way, until she catches the man and she gets married and so on, and then all of a sudden the man seeing her for the first time how she really looks, you know. And it's just such a downward spiral from there, the way people get into relationships today. And it's a really, really sad thing, and it's no wonder why relationships aren't working today. But there came a point where, and I'll be honest, I started to look at a movement of something called, and it's not a biblical movement at all. It's calling men going their own way. Men that have denounced these women that are just so seductive in today's world. And I'm not just talking about the worldly woman. I'm talking about the immodest woman. And many so-called believers fall into that category. And I started listening to these men about women. And the issue I have with them is that their goal was really not biblically defined, the right wife and so on, but the principles that they had were excellent. And the number one principle was, you know, regardless of how that woman looks, what are you getting yourself into? What are you getting yourself into? I remember hearing a story about a drug addict woman with three kids who was married like five times. And this guy called up the show and said, "Oh, I'm interested in this woman." And the host was like, "Why in the world would you be interested in a woman who's married five times, has three kids by three different men, and is a drug addict?" And all this guy could say was because of the way she looks. Oh, she has a wonderful body. And this is absolutely what men are doing out there today. And then so in the counseling of men and so on, a man called me once, a biblical man called me once, and he was in a very similar situation. He was a young man in his maybe his late 20s, and there was a woman in like her 40s with like three or four kids and married like three or four times. And maybe, just maybe, if they were together for a long time and they knew each other and he truly understood the way this all worked, possibly, maybe, there could be something to this. But, you know the term, "I smell a rat" or something? It just doesn't add up why a man would want to be involved with a woman like that. And sometimes it's the other way around as well. But that's more of a, the other way around is more of a woman looking outside of Yahweh for security and feeling alone and depressed with Yahweh alone. And she feels like a man is going to or has to meet her needs, and she's not relying on Yahweh. So the woman would let herself get in a bad situation because she thinks that bad man is going to cover her. So that's the other way around. But Today we're talking about the men that'll get themselves in this crazy situation. And I said to the guy, well, what do you actually see in her that says, go ahead, marry this woman and spend the rest of your life with this woman? Oh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. And then I start to understand, and I see the difference between these men that have got this. And there's sadly, they're all non-believers, but they have so much wisdom in this area. And it's just helped me to understand it so more clearly. And, you know, it's almost like a double-edged sword to recommend these people, because they got great advice about this topic, but sometimes use foul language, and sometimes their motive isn't to have a scriptural marriage and stuff. As a matter of fact, many of them talk about against marriage, and they talk about getting married. But what they do focus on that's excellent is talking about how not to get involved with the wrong woman, even if it's on whether it's a marriage or even if it's on a one night stand. Don't get involved with the wrong woman and how much danger it can be. And the scriptures remind us of this over and over again about the woman on the street with her sly glances, just taking the innocent man to the slaughter like an ox going to the slaughter. The scriptures talk about this, and Proverbs talk about this. And divorce is never a good thing. But I'm telling you, I woke up to this topic after I got divorced, and I started to see these things, and I started to realize these things. And I started to realize the mistakes I made, but I see clearly the mistakes people make. And it's not good in any way. And I want people, I want men to acknowledge this and understand this, regardless of how pretty a woman might be in her face or her body and how she acts or how she talks or the things she says. You really, really need to know how her relationship is with Yahweh. And you need to be able to put her beauty aside and look at the red flags that are attached to her, or we could say the enemies or ways that are attached to her. You need to ask yourself these things and look at the important things of, like, how respectful is this woman to honoring her parents, let's say, for example. You know, so, you know, if she doesn't honor her father, what makes you think she's going to honor you as a husband? You know, getting involved too fast with a woman because of the way she looks is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And one of the things I teach people in the relationships videos and just relationships in general is when you start to get to know a person, you create a bond. And it's very difficult to break a bond. It's very difficult to break a bond. So once you start speaking to them, once you start making eye contact with a woman, you're creating a bond. So if you're online and you're looking at a woman and she's not looking at you, there's very little connection there. But then if she looks at you and you make eye contact, now there's connection. Now if she says something to you and you reply to her in a way where you're getting to know her, you're asking her name, she asks you your name, now you're making that bond deeper. But remember, the first reason you looked at this woman wasn't because, oh, she's displaying great characteristics of Yahweh. It was because her pants were tight, or her shirt was short, or her makeup was a certain way. And this is a dangerous thing. And the enemy knows it. And now you're creating a bond with this person. And now if you get this person's phone number or something else, and you keep in touch with this person, you start getting personal with each other in terms of your names and stuff. And then next thing you know, this woman's telling you about how she has a boyfriend that's beating her up, or she needs money or something else, and here you are gullible because of the way she looks, giving her these things and doing these things for her. And I have men call me up all the time telling me, and these are biblical men telling me that's what happened. What attracted you to her first? The way she looked, the way she looked, the way she looked. Men, stop being weak and be leaders like Yahweh tells you to be. Be leaders and show diligence and understand. Don't waste your time with women like that. If you say, well, those women will change, they'll repent and all this. Well, when they change and they repent, that's another story. But don't get yourself in trouble and waste time with women like that. And I see it. And the reason why I'm speaking out is because recently there was a situation, and I was around a bunch of men that claimed to be believers, and a young woman showed up, and all of a sudden, some of the men can care less about her and wasn't giving her any attention, but some of the men, and more than one of the men, were inquiring about this woman. And they were inquiring about it in such a way where they just looked weak and just like, it wasn't good. And thankfully, this woman was too young and innocent to know or to see how these men were acting and so on. But if this woman wanted to, and if she knew how to play the so-called game of the enemy, she could have probably made any of these men, whatever situation they were in their life, lose their business, lose their family, lose their wife and everything else, because these men are weak and men need to get control of their eyesight. But more important, they need to get control of understanding of what it means to be a leader in Yahweh. And you don't have time for these games and just opening up your mind and your heart to these problems that can arise. And I'm so thankful for the understanding of this, because I believe this is a tremendously important issue that men need to get control over. So as much as I would tell women that they're creating a big problem out there with men, and as much as I don't want to say this message because I don't want to empower women who know this already or who are thinking about this or even given the idea, but the reality needs to be spoken. Men are weak. Men are not focusing on Yahweh. And men are just creating themselves complete trouble and hardships by tempting themselves and going around this garbage and this trash. And when these women act like a certain way and they think a certain way and they dress a certain way, you got to look at them as trash and dangerous and garbage and not want to be around them. Not want to be around them. And when I made a video recently saying that it wasn't a good thing that a man would want to go and preach to these immodestly dressed women and so on, especially when there's like a bunch of other people to go preach to, but the man, you know, will just go and just want to speak to the immodestly dressed one, we're not fooling anyone. You're weak. You shouldn't want anything to do with that woman. You're just asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble. And men, you need to realize this and you need to wake up. And you are responsible for opening up that can of worms. You are responsible. And, but sadly, the enemy's blinded many men to this thing. And I see many men that get out of marriages. I see many men going into marriages. And I see many young kids that are looking for a partner. They're not looking for the right things. And it's creating a problem.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Alzheimer's or dementia are terrible diseases affecting 7 million. Memory issues can be driven by the large number of medications that seniors take. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a proprietary tool that identifies drug-to-drug interactions that cause cognitive impairment and then prescribes alternatives. In the study of the Alzheimer's Treatment Center's protocol, 75% of the patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Now open in Port St. Lucie, they may be reached at atca.ai or 772-298-4777.
As the deep panteth for the water, so my soul.